on the Boss Man Show with the new head coach, the Louisiana Tech Bulldogs out of Conference USA. It's Talvin Hester. He comes back home after a year away. Coach Hester, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Rustin, man, and the I-20 quarter over there.
Hey, man, I'm home, man. I'm from off I-20 in Arlington, Texas, so I'm back home, man.
I hear that, Coach. So, man, how does it make you feel, man, if I get you your first head gig after being assistant all these years, man, putting all those hard yards, man, and grinding that? Now you get lead your program once it's over now.
You know what? It's a dream come true. I'm being really honest with you, man. You start working, and when you first get into the business of coaching, you just want to be around the game. And then as you get older and move on and progress, you start getting the itch to get your own program one day and start striving to do the things that it takes to get one. And not everybody does. So I'm blessed. I'm thankful. I'm not going to let these people down in my first opportunity. We're going to work here.
No doubt, man. No doubt. I'm asking this, Coach Hester, for you. When did you decide you want to get in the coaching business, man? My dad's a coach. He's 81 years old, and my dad says a lot of guys text him this day, talking about thanks, coach, and all that good stuff, man. So for you, what was your inspiration getting into the business, and what kind of say, hey, I want to become a head coach and eventually head coach?
You know what? I wanted to start helping young men. To make a long story short, didn't know what I wanted to do when I came out of college. Started working at Delta Airlines. Phone kept ringing in my ear, man. I was like, this ain't for me. Guy that I knew that taught me how to play called me back and said, man, I heard you were back in town, man. Come help me teach some of these young kids. And I started in AAU, to be really honest, and not a shoe team, not a power team, just a team to help local kids. And I loved it. I joked that I couldn't get any college coaches to listen to me and come in to recruit the kids. So I figured it'd be easier to be on the other side and then just come back and get them. So I did. I went to a little local junior college, asked them, can I help? And 20 years later, I got my own Division I job.
No doubt, man. That's so good how you, like, you cut your teeth in the business at on the side of the ledger. So you knew what you're looking for already. So you was one of them guys who I knew what the players were about, because as you said, sometimes college coaches had a mindset on certain dudes, and they may miss a diamond in the rough because he ain't got the right name, or he ain't with the right shoe company. So the fact that you had that experience on the other side of it, man, it's gonna help you find those brothers who can really ball for you. It really can help you all win the CFC title, man. And that tough conference you all got out there, man.
That's it. I always trust in my own eyes.
No doubt, man. And you know what? Mr. Kids, Coach Hester, you know, I was a co-host at one time in my life, you know. I was thinking about how I ask a question, who I'm going to show, do a segment this way and that way. So for you, how'd you kind of prepare yourself to become a head coach with the guys you worked for, kind of your responsibilities, doing your scouts? And how'd you kind of prepare for this opportunity you have right now?
You know, I was blessed to work for some good people. And they didn't do anything but put you in those situations. I mean, from the guy I hired here, Coach McGraw, who was the first coach that gave me opportunity. He's won 4 national championships at junior college. Then I was blessed to be able to work for a guy named Danny Casper, who is his win percentage in the state of Texas at Stephen F. Austin. Of course, people know them as one of the past Cinderellas. I worked there for him for a few years. And then Kelvin Sampson at Houston. And it just kept going on. Paul Mills, Byron Rim, Andre Payne, George Nessman. I just worked for a bunch of good people, Mark Adams. And then Eric Kunkel, when he brought me here to Louisiana Tech 4 years ago. And they all prepared me. Just they demand greatness. They demand every day, being there every day, giving the right energy and effort. And just being there for the young men. And when you do that and you're around it so long and you see what works, I have an old friend always said, when you know the recipe to chocolate chip cookies, you just want to bake some of your own, you know? So it's just, it wasn't something I did. It's more so who I was blessed to be able to work for and learn from.
And how is it cool knowing you, a lot of guys on the roster, you recruited them already, and you can keep those guys going into the portal? So how good is it to get reactivated, the guys who you recruited, who know you personally, and who you got been relationships with already? Because as we know, I both know in this business coach, it's rapport, relationships is the main thing, how to keep guys on your team and not leave them going that portal.
Right. You know what? It's really good because I can concentrate on basketball. And there's a few guys I didn't get to coach, but I actually was part of the recruiting process with them. So pretty much everybody on this team I touched at one point, to be honest. So it makes it a lot easier. I come in, I have a relationship with them. I know some of their strengths and weaknesses. Actually, even the ones I didn't coach, just guilty. You know, you care about the kids that used to coach. When I'd be at home, I record every Louisiana Tech game that came on television. And I was at Texas Tech. And in my free time, and I had a few moments, I wouldn't watch live TV. I'll go watch my old players, you know, call them and check on them, make sure they were good, doing what coach wanted, you know, keeping their heads right, just because you build relationships with these people and their families. And their families will call me after they watch a Texas Tech game. And I'm talking to them about what I saw in their game, you know, just so I've had a relationship with them, and I've got to see how they can help and how I think I can use them. So we've been able to jump right in the gym and basketball, get our workouts in, kind of do some things, see what else we can add on, and hopefully we can add to it and start dancing soon.
And no doubt, and how important it is having those 8 weeks of summertime to work out, because get guys better, because player development pieces are a piece that fans don't really realize is very key and vital. It happens during the spring and in the summertime, because during the season, you're just focusing on the next opponent and getting the whole team ready to play, not your individual games.
Exactly. This is a time where you work on individual development and skill development, because like you say, once November starts or late September, I should say, with practice, you're all focused on team. But it is important, especially for a guy like me who got my first job, because they have to learn me also. I think that's the biggest curve. I know a lot of them. I know a lot of their personalities. I know what makes them tick, but they got to learn who I am as a head coach. And that's what this summer is going to be about. Them learning me, what I expect, what I demand. And then we'll go from there. We'll try to get some games in, some inter-squad games, some letting them play so I can give them some of the things that we'll do and won't do, and then we'll move forward.
And for you, Coach Hester, what's going to be the ideal Bulldog for you, to what you want the young man in your program going forward, man?
You know what? Ideal, good young man, plays hard, loves the game. If you can start with that basis, you can work with them on a lot of things. When you love the game, you're willing to want to get better, get pushed to get better. You eliminate some of the distractions off the court and really focus in on your academics and your game. And I say your academics because they are students. But also, I tell kids, don't let something, let's say you don't love school, but it's a part of what this is. So you got to do it to do the court stuff. So good kids, want a degree, willing to work. We'll work from there.
And what's good about Ruston is downstream from Grambling. So, you know, it's stuff to do there as well. There's people, that's a small town, but there's stuff around that you can go do. And being in a smaller town, not being in Atlanta, like I'm in Atlanta, so you can focus on your craft more so than just so you would here. Because here, you're going to be out in the streets a little bit. I don't care who you are. Being down there, you can focus on your craft more so than you could in a big town like Atlanta or Birmingham, somewhere like that.
No doubt. I mean, we tell people we want guys that are all about ball. At the end of the day, you got to be all about basketball, because at the end of the day, there is college students running around here everywhere. There is. But at the end of the day, it's not much to do outside of the basketball. There's school. You can hang out with the college students. You can love ball and be in the gym. We want guys who want to be in the gym. Like they get it from being in the gym. So that's what we'll look for.
No doubt. And you know what's also good, man, being down where you at. You can get 500-mile radius. You can get to Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, find players, Arkansas as well. Talk about being the area you are. You get to find the right gyms. And you get the guys come from Atlanta, come over there. Well, people from little Tennessee, maybe, if they want to. So about being the area you are to get the right guys to come there. And you can kind of cast your net outwards and get there in the car and or with a plane if you had to.
Right. So being in Ruston, Louisiana, we are 5 hours from Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Memphis, Little Rock, Jackson, you know, Baton Rouge. I don't want to leave many cities out, but there's a bunch of cities in there that got a lot of talent. And we want to cast that out to all of them. And this school, like you say, then every now and then you can plug one from a little further from in Atlanta. This school has always been good at Florida. Go figure, you know. Has always had really good players like Eric McCree and Jacoby Boykin and the Speedies. Like, always had really good players from Florida. So if we're really good within our 5-hour radius, and we can pluck a few from outside of there, I think we can continue tradition and build on what's been already established here.
And the footprint of Conference USA helps too, because it's in Tennessee, Kentucky, you know, New Mexico State's coming in there. So that's El Paso, Texas there as well, pretty much there. So the footprint of the conference helps you as well, because, you know, you can kind of just by planning that visibility, knowing who the Bulldogs are, I might want to play for them as well.
Exactly. No, exactly. And our footprint is wide. It's a wide net. It's in Florida. It's up in Virginia, all the way to the other side of Texas and New Mexico. When we're on the road, we'll wear our stuff proud. We'll play hard, make the people around here happy. and our administration happy, we'll represent the right way, and hopefully some future Bulldogs will take notice.
Coach, yes, tell me about Atlanta and recruiting here. Talk about the players here, the programs here, basketball-wise, and all the talent here in the ATL that you've had to recruit over the years, man, because I feel like a lot of coaches come here to find talent. So talk about the talent here and how it's taught here in Atlanta, high school-wise, and then the AAU level.
You know, it's so crazy. We talk about I laugh about this. Like, when you're in Texas, everybody says, man, I want a guy that can recruit Texas. And then when you're in Louisiana, I want a guy that can really recruit Louisiana. But what's so crazy, when you're in Georgia, really all you need is a guy to recruit Atlanta. Like, not a whole thing. You recruit Atlanta, and you got enough for everybody, you know? So, you know, I recruited a kid named Mike Griffin years and years ago when I was a preview in him. And, man, he was an exciting young dude to watch. That was the first kid I ever kind of went out there to recruit. And wasn't really on a lot of people's radar. He was only about 5'8", but he came to be one of the best players in the SWAC. As a freshman, he was dynamic for us. And after that, I just fell in love with going out there to recruit the area. Haven't done it much lately, but I hired some assistants that have went out that way quite a bit, so we can get out there more. It's right off I-22. We keep talking about the I-20 corridor. It's right off I-20, so we want to take advantage of it.
No doubt, and I will tell you this, Coach, guys have told me this off the record, and they've got guys on my show, so I can tell you that for sure. Guys listen to the show, so I'll tell you, West Coast coaches told me, they got some guys from Atlanta listen to my show. They told me, this is a JR show, and I heard about you, because I came, so the show helps as well, Coach, I tell you.
Hey, man, let them know we're going to be out there.
Yes, sir, that Coach. Now, so you know you've been in a while, but when you come to Atlanta, we love to eat at when you come to town, Coach. We love to eat at when you come to the city.
Well, you know, I got family there. You know, my favorite is Mary Mac's Tea Room.
Yes, sir.
I always
get
Mary Mac's when I come in town, man. I try to do that. But I got family out in, like, Ellenwood and Decatur and up in Snellville. So I get out there quite a bit to see them. But, yeah, Mary Mac's is my go-to when I come in town, man.
Coach, when we come, I'm going to take you off air. You got to come to see. I live in Stockbridge. I got to follow Ellenwood. Okay. I'm not that far from 675. I'm really in Stockbridge. Yeah. So that's why I'm off exit 1 off 675.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm right there where your people are at, man.
So
we got to get up for sure, man.
We definitely got to get up. I'll hit you when I'm that way, man. Yeah, my aunt lives out that way. My little cousin. Well, I call him little, but we all grown now, but. They all live out that way, so I'm pretty excited about being able to go out there, not only recruit, but to see my family a little more.
No doubt. I got one more for you, Coach. Non-conference play, man, that's something that's very important for new head coaches, getting your own schedule done. I know this year's probably already done for you, but when you get to handle your own schedule, man, you're going to be going – how do you want to see yourself approaching that to make sure you guys are ready for that tough CUSA play, man?
Yeah, you know, we're going to challenge ourselves in the non-conference, you know. We're going to challenge ourselves in the non-conference. We want to also give our fans enough home games so they can see us, man. We've got a great home court advantage here. So we'll schedule tough. We'll schedule to be prepared for our conference opponents. And then, like I say, when Conference USA starts, it's a dogfight every night.
No doubt. Well, I'm gonna make sure I see you in Middleton. I'll see that's probably the closest one to me is Middleton. I'll see unless Charlotte's. Yes, yeah, Charlotte. Y'all call that they left.
Charlotte, if I'm not mistaken, they'll still be there next year.
Okay, yeah, I know I usually can catch you all either at
over Charlotte there. Middleton.
Yeah, yep. So yeah, and Middleton or UAB as well, I think, if they'll say they ain't leaving.
UAB, yeah, that's another one. But stay tuned. Like I said, we aren't finished with our schedule yet. Who knows, we might be out that way a little closer.
No doubt. Well, Coach Hester, man, good to catch up with you for the first time, man. And do this again real soon. We got to hang out when you come to the A, man. We got to hang out for real, man.
Let's do it. We're going to do that. And then, like I say, first stop, though, Mary Max.
Hey, well, I'm with it 100%.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, Coach.
Appreciate you.